Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Friday, and welcome to Alive to Thrive with Brenda Fraser. Each week, Brenda brings you interesting guests and timely topics to uplift and motivate you to be all that you can be today and for all your tomorrows. Join Brenda and Alive to Thrive every Friday at noon Central Time, right here on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, here's Brenda Fraser.
Hello, and welcome to Alive to Thrive. My name is Brenda Fraser, and you are hearing a small selection from Spellbound, the musical. That is a new show premiering here in St. Louis soon, opening, I think it just opened this week. We have one of the starring actresses in the show, Deborah Sharn, who will be joining us today. And I've known Deborah for about 10 years. She's performed around St. Louis. I've heard her perform and sing, and she's just so talented, and we have a very short amount of time with her today, but we want to welcome her to the program. Hello, Deborah. Is that you on the line?
Hi, Brenda. I'm here. Yes, I'm here. It's so great to be on your show.
Yay. We love it when the technology works. Thanks for calling in.
Yes.
So I was just doing a little research on the Spellbound, the musical, and so it has not been produced before outside of St. Louis, is that correct?
No, this is the first time there is a full production. They did Gary and Robert L. White, Gary Bell, Robert L. White, they are the co-creators, writer and composer. They did a workshop, I believe, I don't know how many years ago, 18 years ago, something like that, in New York. But this is the first time that there is a full production of Spellbound. They just felt that this was the right time to do it.
Fantastic. Now, have you worked with Gary and Robert before?
Well, I've not worked with Robert, but Gary, yes. I've done a number of shows at Stray Dog. I think the first show I did was Jason Robert Brown's show, Songs for a New World. In fact, Jason Robert Brown, the composer and lyricist, a real talent, was in town recently as a part of the Cabaret Conference. He performed at the Sheldon. People were really wowed by his show. So that was the first show I think I did with Stray Dog. Since then, maybe it was Into the Woods, I'm not sure. Then I did The Witch in Into the Woods with them, was that their first big musical? It might have been. And then I did Urinetown with them. I was Miss Pennywise in a really wonderful musical called Urinetown. And then I was Mama Rose in their production of Gypsy. So I've worked with them on 5 shows. It could be another one that I'm forgetting. But they're a great company to work with, really wonderful.
Since we have
people.
A lot of listeners both inside the St. Louis region and outside the area, tell the listeners what is Stray Dog Theater. And I want to make sure people know the website. It's Stray Dog Theater with R-E at the end of theater. So Stray Dog.
R-E, yes, the French spelling.
theatre.org, so you can check out their website. But tell us about Stray Dog Theater, how it got started, and how you got involved with it.
Okay, well, I'm not Gary Bell, so I'm just going to go on what I believe is the Stray Dog story. And again, that stray, like a lost dog, Stray Dog. I believe, Gary started the company 10 to 20 years ago. And in fact, I saw their first show, which was 6 degrees of separation. And Gary had lived in New York for about 20 years. He was a performer. Gary Bell, the artistic director. I'm going to focus on Gary first, then I'll get to Stray Dog Theater. Gary lived in New York, performed in a touring production of Hair. That's where he met Robert L. White, the co-creator of Spellbound. And Gary also toured in a couple of a cappella groups. They formed an a cappella group together with two other women, kind of a la Manhattan Transfer. And Gary moved to St. Louis. He had a sister in St. Louis, and so he, for whatever reason, decided to try St. Louis. He started a theater company, Stray Dog Theater. I remember it was in a smaller venue, like a shotgun, like those little homes on the hill, a shotgun theater space. And he started there and then eventually moved to the church on Tennessee. And, in fact, I believe Stray Dog and the Muni are the only theater companies in town that own their own theater. So it's a church with a stage. It's worked out really, really well for them. It's on Tennessee in the Tower Grove Park area. And Stray Dog produces a variety of shows, musical and non-musical shows each year, with a mix of what they present. I believe they're doing now two musicals a year. They just did, boy, they got Dogfight next. I don't have their season in front of me. I'll see if I can get that on the internet.
That's okay. So how did you get involved with them? Because, I mean, it seems like you're a full-time actress and singer and performer, and yet I know you have a sort of the proverbial day job, but how long have you been acting and singing in St. Louis?
Oh, gosh, decades. You'd never know it, though, looking at me. No, I'm kidding. Decades.
You started when you were five.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and I couldn't say I'm a full-time actress. Those are the ones that live in New York and really rely on acting for their and maybe some commercial work for their source of income. I do it on the side. I'm very serious about it, but I do have a full-time job. In fact, I always tell people I live in an art bubble. I'm the company manager at the Repertory Theater of St. Louis, a really, really incredible theater company. So I have been with Stray Dog, oh gosh, maybe 6-7 years doing shows with them, and I got interested in the show they were doing, and that's how I started with Stray Dog. Now, I have been performing in town. I really consider myself a singer first. People see me on stage doing theater, and they don't realize that really I think jazz singing is what I do best. So I have this whole other life from acting and being a company manager and a radio show. I have a radio show, too, which we'll get to next, that is singing jazz around town. I've also fronted cover bands, but I really work with some incredible musicians, Carol Beth True, a very fine pianist, Steve Schenkel, you know, one of the top guitarists in town, some really, really great Dave Venn, another pianist, and that's kind of where I think I really get into the zone is singing jazz, and then, of course,
well, and the blues. We heard you perform last Sunday with Kim Massey, and the two of you together was a real treat, and Kim has been on Alive to Thrive many years ago. I had her on my show when I first got started. But, I mean, how do you do this balancing act? Because we have a lot of women and men that listen to this program that want to know about, you know, pursuing their passions, living their dream, and, you know, how do you balance your life and make time for everything?
Well, you know, it's a matter of being organized, efficient with your use of time, disciplined. Boy, I got to say disciplined. You got to be very disciplined. I make sure I sleep. I make sure I eat well. You can't be sick. I always say I have no time to be sick because I will be working a full-time job, rehearsing in the evening, and then gigging on the weekend. I'm always gigging on the weekend. You really just have to be disciplined and focused and balance your time well. Use your time well. When I'm not rehearsing or working, I am working on lyrics and music. I mean, I really am. My husband complains about it, but it's like that's what you have to do if you're going to be a serious musician and be a, you know, serious actress.
So,
does that answer your question?
Working nights and weekends, has it affected your personal life, your love life, or family life?
My husband doesn't like that. I'm not around that much. But he knows what he got into when he got involved with me. And it was even worse. I was doing 4 shows a year. Doing theater requires a lot of rehearsing because you're working with a group of people. putting a show together, and then a musical, you add that layer of music in addition to your script. It's tricky. It's not for everyone. I don't have children. It would have been very tough because you need to give so much to children.
Mm-hmm.
I think the shows I do, it requires a lot of time and energy. I forgot to say energy. You got to have some energy to do all of this. But
right.
If you really love it, which I have a passion for singing and acting, so it's I feel very fortunate and very grateful that I have these opportunities. I don't take it lightly. I when I get cast in something, I'm very serious about it, and I'm grateful that out of all the people that they looked at, they chose to work with me.
Talk about gratitude and having an attitude of gratitude, because that's so important for success in life and in any field and any endeavor. Where did you learn those principles, and who were some of your influencers or people that mentored you earlier in your career about having that attitude of gratitude? Because the entertainment business, let's face it, there's a lot of rejection, there's a lot of auditions, there's a lot of preparation, and then things don't work out, or the funding falls through for the show, or just different things happen that put roadblocks in the way of pursuing it. So where did you develop that attitude of gratitude, and who were some of the people that influenced you?
Well, I had been studying metaphysics in my early 20s. I was involved with a wonderful organization, Institute of Mind and Dynamics, that presented it and introduced me to a number of new thought, we'll call them new thought writers. And I'm a recovering Catholic, nothing against Catholicism, I love the new Pope, but that was really my spiritual path, was the study of metaphysics and realizing that you create your own life, you're responsible for your life, take responsibility in everything you do. And so the books I read introduced me to this idea of gratitude. So many people can complain about what's not right in their life, and I believe the glass is half full. Let's look at all the good things. In fact, that's the way I approach people. And I'm a high J on the Myers-Briggs scale, if anybody knows what that means. But I look at people and I look for the good. I want to look for the good in life. And I have to remind myself every now and then that it's important to be grateful for everything that we have. We are incredibly blessed with so many wonderful things in our life. And I've traveled to a lot of third world countries.
Mm-hmm.
And I have seen, you know, what we have in America and what I have. And I remind myself, you know, when I'm upset about this or that, I am so incredibly fortunate.
Mm-hmm.
And I think having an attitude of gratitude also focuses your energy, your intention on good, which then I believe creates more good in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You really, to a very, very large degree, choose what your life is going to be with your thoughts, with your intention, with your actions. I continually see in my life when I present an idea in my mind and I think about something I want, I have countless examples of that. That usually appears in my world. And I always believe, I'm not going to get preachy here, but I always believe that you put that energy out into the universe and it will come back to you from somewhere. But you put that intention and you put that energy out there and it comes back to you.
Isn't that the truth? And I think the comment you made earlier about going to another country and then coming back, I just put that actually comment similar to that on Facebook where someone was railing about the government and how, you know, we have to start all over and throw them all out. And it's like, are you kidding me? Have you traveled at all? Because when you travel and you do see what it is like in other countries, you come back and you just pretty much want to kiss the ground you walk on, because we have so many freedoms here and so many things. I mean, just paved roads. I mean, I'm grateful for paved roads.
Yes.
After being in Africa, and clean water and electricity and just our everyday basics that we take for granted. And theater is, it seems like people are enjoying it and it's doing well economically. I mean, do you think that's true? Do you think people are still going out to the theater in this digital age where there's movies that they can download at home. There's still theater lovers that support the arts?
Well, you know, let me tell you, Brenda, there are about 70-plus theater companies in town. Now, that's ranging from fringe theater companies to professional, to community theater, to semi-professional, to companies that just do a couple shows a year. In St. Louis, people don't realize
how
much theater there is. There are 70-plus theater
companies.
That's
amazing. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
Yeah, and people do come out and see theater, and you need to see it a little bit more. In fact, the rep used to brag that there were more subscriptions to the rep than there were to seeing a baseball game. So people do come out for theater. They need to remember to support the arts. And theater for me is really storytelling. I mean, storytelling has been around for thousands of years. I mean, that's where it began, with you think of people sitting in a cave or in a village telling a story. And theater is just a larger production of that basic storytelling, which is why I love theater. I want to be told a story. And there's something about live theater that's different from seeing a movie or something on television. And I love movies, and I love the incredible shows now produced on cable stations and Netflix and Amazon that you can find. But the live experience of theater, that exchange of energy, is really something very fulfilling and exciting. And it's
mm-hmm.
both, you know,
so
people
that,
on the stage and people
so
in the
true.
Audience, it's a give and take.
I know, you're almost on the edge because, you know, I don't understand how people memorize. How do you memorize all those lines? And do you practice at home in the shower singing your songs? And are you constantly rehearsing your lines?
You know, I don't know what other people's tricks are, but I don't have a trick. For me, it is repetition, 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 repetition. And then I try to come up with some little memory tricks, like in Spellbound, I have to mention what are the ingredients. I have a lot of, in my dialogue, there's a lot of lists. And one little spot is the ingredients in this Enchantress Martha's all good things must come to an end stew, a new and improved sleeping recipe. And so, you know, it's like gargoyle sweat, troll's teeth, rattle of snake. And so I do little tricks like GTS so that I can remember lists. Those are some of my tricks, but it really is discipline. It
like
is
an acronym.
Repetition, repetition.
The first initial of each word. Yeah, I heard a professional motivational speaker, Eric Swanson, the other day at the St. Charles Chamber, and he was talking about when you meet someone new, repeat their name at the beginning of the sentence and then at the end of the second sentence. And then the third thing was just to repeat their name in your mind over and over and over again, and then you'll remember names. And he can recall like 100 names in a room. And so it is repetition, and that's true for
and visualization.
I visualize
pages too.
And talk about that. Visualize the word on the page, or you know, what do you
mean?
I
will visualize what the script page looks like. It's sheer repetition, because you want to get what the writer, you want to honor what they wrote. So I will also visualize what a page looks like. You know, when I have a lot of dialogue, I'll try to remember what that page looks like and what my dialogue is and where it comes in sequence, because
wow.
you're often interacting with someone else. I don't know what other people do. I guess I could ask. But
what's your most embarrassing moment?
Forgetting a line on stage.
And then how do you snap out of it?
Oh, dear God. You panic for a moment. And then I'll tell you, having sung in cover bands for decades and forgetting a lyric has given me practice in making up something. Well, in a split second, you have to find out where you are. And I don't think I've ever been completely lost. If you have a good actor, they will save you. But if I forget a section, you just have to, in fractions of a second figure out where you're at.
That's funny. And so thinking on your feet, that's true. You know, I've been in some situations, actually out of country and in country, I guess, because I've lived in cities and things, about, you know, being able to think on your feet, and whether it's a dangerous situation or whether you're having fun on a stage, but to be able to think on your feet and improvise. Have you taken a lot of improv classes?
No, and I really should. I think that would be really great. I think it's great for actors to open up their creative juices by doing improv. Now, actually, you know what? That's something I think I'll look into. Well, I'll tell you, thinking on...
Well, we're
on
glad we got to challenge you a little bit, because you seem like a pro. Now, tell us what a company manager does. So your position at the Repertory St. Louis, the Reps STL, you know, tell us about the Rep and tell us what your job entails.
Boy, I haven't come up with a succinct explanation, but I am the liaison with the actors, the directors, and the designers. And our first show this season, all the way about Lyndon Johnson and the Civil Rights Movement, we have a huge cast. So I am advancing.
So bummed
our book.
I missed that. Or is that coming?
It's opening September 11th. It opens September 11th and runs a month. Oh, and I want to go back to Spellbound for a second. Spellbound opened last night and runs through August 22nd in St. Louis at the Tower Grove Abbey. I want to definitely get that in. And we, you know, we should also talk about the costumes, how the music is in the costumes. But a company manager does a lot. When I started this job, people said, oh, my God, the company manager is one of the hardest jobs out there. And I like it. I like juggling. I like variety. I would say I'm pretty organized. I'm resourceful. I can you know, figure out what to do when you solve a problem, because there are lots of problems. I also oversee a 20-apartment complex that the Rep owns where the actors live. So I would say it's troubleshooting. You're a glorified concierge. You take care of the actor's needs. You take care of, it's a lot of logistics involved, and I don't know, budgets, a lot of other stuff. But it's great working with the actors, and, you know, and talk about faith and being grateful. These actors that live in New York, and this is what they do primarily. They are very philosophical about it, because they are always dealing with rejection. They're not the right type. Somebody else has been chosen to do the role, even though they've got an open audition. These actors really have to take a leap of faith choosing this career, because it's not an easy one. And they have to deal with a lot of rejection and yet have faith that the next job is out there around the corner.
So how many actors on average come in for production? And, I mean, is your apartment complex usually full all the time?
Often during the season, the Rep season, September through April, yes, it usually is. This one we have a cast of 18, 19. The next show I think it's a cast of 7. But, you know, things are overlapping. So it varies.
And then what happens after the season closes in from May to August? Is the building
empty?
The
Opera Theater rents from us, and then I fix up the apartment complex and figure out, when I started here, I got it renovated. It did not look good. And with the help of Christy Marshall, who's now with Sophisticated Living Magazine, we got about $500,000 or $600,000 donated to the Rep in terms of labor, design, materials, and these apartments are incredible. They're wonderful.
That's fantastic.
Has
there been any
time.
Media coverage of that? Like, did you get an article in the
Christy
paper
Marshall,
about that?
Yeah. There was something in the paper, and then Christy Marshall worked at Home Magazine. She was an editor there, and it was a big spread on it. It was a huge project, but it really contributed to the Rep. And
congratulations. I know I've had a look for groups and individuals to renovate transitional housing for women or where women in recovery have lived, and it's no small task. So congratulations. That's a big undertaking, and sounds like you had a great team of people doing that. So tell us about the show opening on 9/11. great date to be opening a political-themed
production. Oh, yeah, boy, howdy. Yes, the show All the Way, it's 1963, and it follows the assassination of JFK. Lyndon Johnson becomes the accidental president, and he's launched into the presidency in turmoil, and so he's, you know, it's about the Civil Rights Act that got passed and LBJ's role in that, and just the politicians involved in getting that passed, the difficulties, the resistance that LBJ had. The cast is really phenomenal. We have some returning actors, and we have a lot of local actors. Ron Himes, the artistic director for The Black Rep, is in this. Another fine actor, J. Samuel Davis, Michael James Reed, fine actor, Alan Knoll, Gary Wayne Barker. These are all really strong local actors. And then the rest of the cast, pretty much New York actors. Brian Dykstra is playing LBJ, and he was he played Mark Rothko in our incredible production of Red, the life of the artist Mark Rothko. So it's a, and Bernadette Quigley, she's been in a number of rep shows. These are actors that work on the New York stage and work around the country. They're really fine, fine actors.
Wow, that's just, that is amazing. So are you going to be in that production at all? Or
oh,
are
no.
you ever in production?
No. You know, when you got a job as company manager, you really, they rehearse during the day. This is a, that's a full-time job. No, I that's why I, you know, I'm really fortunate to do things with Stray Dog Theater, because other companies rehearse in the evening. So, no, Stray Dog is where I'm at.
Okay.
And that's great.
And,
that's absolutely
and
great.
And to recap on Spellbound, the musical, I heard one of your, maybe it was your costume designer or someone say, Eileen Engel, say, it's like Into the Woods meets the Mean Girls. tell us just a little
bit of the summary plot. Boy, it's about a young woman who is in a dysfunctional family. She has the two mean sisters. Stepsisters. Her father married me. I play Layla, the wicked, crazy, wackadoodle witch. And it's her struggles in life. And she meets a self-absorbed young man who happens to be a prince. And yet she's not the weak, you know, helpless young girl. Gary Bell and Robert, Gary has talked a lot about having strong female figures. And
oh, I love
Arabella,
it.
The young girl, is a very strong female figure, and she has an aunt, Inambura, and who has a love interest in Changamir, the king of the community. And then the other thing I should mention is that everyone talks about the land of Samarin. Samarin was actually a woman who gave her life, a woman with powers who gave her life to create this land, Samarin, where all of this is based. And so this is about Arabella's struggles to come into her own right and to find love in the world, and all the interesting characters that she meets along the way in the forest.
That sounds like a great magic story. And the costumes look outrageous. Your picture, I didn't even recognize you when you were in costume, and I saw that the costume designer was talking about the colorful wigs and the outrageous costumes. Talk about your costume. Was it hard to get into all that makeup and get up?
Well, my wig, the wig is really part of my show, is this wig. Our choreographer, Zach Stefaniak, got this incredible wig for Stray Dog. And it's very tall. It's another actor on stage, the wig. But then the costume is, all the costumes are very colorful. Gary wanted a splash of color to create this fictitional land. And so everything, you know, the wigs are colorful, the costumes, I mean, they all work really well. Eileen and Gary put this together really well. I did want to mention that there's a strong spiritual message in this production. It's really about, you know, owning your own life. Gary could speak to this better than I can. But there is a strong spiritual message in this production as well, and that comes from Gary and Robert and how I think they live their life and what they think.
And can you give us a hint on that? I mean, did you have new any personal revelations or thought-provoking moments that it challenged your thinking? Or
well, the challenge maybe for me was creating a new character, trying to blend, because this production, as we said, had never been produced before. And so Gary talked with us about the fact that we are creating new characters. So trying to blend my idea of, and discovering, I should say, discovering who Layla is based on what Gary and Robert want Layla and how they see her. So that was a process of discovery and a challenge at sometimes for me, just finding who that character is. And then, you know, you don't, because she's a wicked wackadoodle witch, you don't want to just make her mean the whole time. You need to find, as we talk about levels, you need to find the humanness in her. And we're all playing the characters a little big, but, you know, the other side of that is playing them honestly, finding the balance between playing them big, playing them honestly, and telling the story. Because once again, theater really, for the most part, is about telling a story. And Garrett, you know, he's even mentioned that, and we need to remember to tell the story. We got our lines, we got our blocking, but tell the story.
I love that. And I loved what you said is, you know, the humanness behind her, because it's true, you know, we might meet someone in life that seems sort of witchy, but often that person has been through a lot of struggles and a lot of pain, is still hurting, is still in pain, and there's another side to everybody. And the classic, you know, witch character in a lot of plays, musicals, and movies, you know, a lot of times they're just one-dimensional, and they're just evil, and you hate them, and, you know, and I think that's, and I always have had some challenges with, you know, even the witch character, just, you know, what does that say about women, and where that all started with, you know, the Salem witches and all that, but this sounds like a production that has a lot of rich textured characterization, wonderful music, very lively set, and incredible performance. So, again, Stray Dog Theater, THEATRE, straydogtheater.org. You can buy tickets online. Is that correct?
Yes, you can. They would go to Stray Dog Theater and theatre.org, and you can buy them online, or you can call. We play, we run Wednesday through Saturday nights. And again, the theater, the Tower Grove Abbey, is in the Tower Grove Park area. I mean, I usually take from 44, I take Grand South, make a left on Sydney, which is before Arsenal, go down two blocks, make a left on Tennessee, and it's on the right. There is parking, there's a parking attendant. And if you haven't been there, it's a wonderful theater company. They do a lot. You'd be interested in a number of the other shows they're doing as well. Dogfight is the next show, and Bat Boy is another musical they're doing next summer.
Fantastic. Well, we know you're on a limited time frame. Is there any closing quotes or closing thoughts you'd like to share with us as we wrap up?
Well, I'll tell you, there is a lyric in the show, in the musical Spellbound, we believe in the power of miracles. Last night, the electricity was out in the theater, and they had called Ameren, and, you know, sometimes it takes forever. Ameren is busy, and if there are other outages, they may not get to you till midnight or the next day, but we were really fortunate with a lot of people calling them and everyone helping and everyone believing the show was going to go on, that Ameren wonderfully got there, I think around 7:30, 7:40, and the show was actually able to go on at 8:30, because without the electricity, you don't have lights for the theater, you don't have power
That's
for the
so
musicians,
stressful.
Either music, power for the mics. So, I mean, talk about a Mickey Rooney and Judy Garland moment.
Oh my goodness.
It was pretty crazy last night for opening night, but it happened. It all happened, and it came together, and it was a great show, and there's a wonderful bonding that takes place.
Oh my God! And talk about perseverance. I mean, a lot of people may have just said, forget it. But, you know, that's the thing in theater. The show goes on. You find a way. You have the will. You're prepared. You're ready. Here it is, opening night, and you don't have power. And I love that quote. We believe in the power of miracles. Sounds like a fantastic show. Good for all ages, I assume, right? Is that correct?
It is, yes.
Awesome.
The PG-rated show.
PG-rated.
Yes, a layer for adults and a layer for children.
Awesome. And will it be going on the road and going to any other cities, do you think?
They have future plans for Spellbound. I don't know what those are, but I'm sure they have ideas in mind.
Great. Well, we're lucky that it's starting here in St. Louis, and again, it opened last night, and Spellbound the Musical runs until August 22nd. Check it out. Deborah Sharn, thank you so much for being with us on Alive to Thrive.
Thank you, Brenda. Great to be on your show.
All right. Have a great weekend, and break a leg, as they say.
All right. See you.
All right. Take
Bye.
Care. Great. Well, that was just a wonderful interview. We'll be coming up with other wonderful guests throughout the remaining weeks and of the summer here. We have Barb Lillis, a mosaic artist, that will be coming on the program to talk about her mosaics and her art and reinventing yourself later in life. She's actually teaching a class called Creating Mosaics with Vintage Jewelry. That workshop will be Sunday, August 30th at Butterfly and Moon at 814 South Main Street. And you can register for that online. There's only a few spots left. It's a very limited attendance workshop. And you can go to createmosaics.eventbrite.com. So that's createmosaics.eventbrite.com. And these mosaics are just beautiful. She's our best-selling artist. She takes vintage jewelry, puts it on picture frames, mirrors, words, vases, you name it. You can learn to mosaic almost any object, but her mirrors, the whole border of the frame of the mirror is all mosaic jewelry. They're just incredible. So she'll be interviewing with us Dr. David Tribus, who is a health expert, will be on Friday, August 28th. He will be answering your questions if you want to call in and ask Dr. Tribus a question about a certain health condition. And we do want to say a shout-out to some of our sponsors. We partner with many media outlets. We have Streetscape Magazine, and they are hosting Romancing the Runway at Lambert Airport, and that will be the end of September on the 23rd, 24th, 25th. Each night benefits a different charity. Butterfly and Moon will be there every single night, those three nights. First time they're hosting this event at Lambert Airport in St. Louis, Romancing the Runway. You can learn more at streetscapemag.com, or you can come by Butterfly and Moon and pick up a ticket. They're only $25. It includes 5 hours of parking, appetizers, a couple of cocktails. So it's a great deal. And there's going to be, you know, a big shopping boutique area. That's where we'll be located. There'll be local designers, high-energy music, the red carpet. It's a lot of fun. If you haven't been to a fashion show, this is a great one to go to. Coming up again, September 23, 24, 25. And, you know, you get to dress to the nines and come out and mix and mingle with some of fashion's best and brightest. We're also partnering with a local publication called Around Town, and it's a wonderful little publication that talks about the different shops on a historic Main Street in St. Charles, the original First Capital of Missouri, and it's a this little newsletter, it runs out when you know, it's placed around town and everyone picks it up. It has great information about the restaurants, calendar of events, and so make sure to pick one up anywhere in St. Charles. Most of Main Street businesses have it. Coming up on Main Street this month in August 21st, 2nd, and 3rd is the Festival of the Little Hills, and I don't know how many thousands of people come to this, maybe 80,000 people. It's huge. All of Main Street is closed for vendors. The entire Frontier Park is vendors. Live music, It goes all day till 10 o'clock at night. So the best day to go really is Friday, August 21. Butterfly Moon will be staying open late that weekend. I've been joking that I'm going to probably end up sleeping there because it's such a big weekend. But there's something for everyone. There's local crafters. There are vendors that come in from around the country. And you can look that up on Facebook for Festival of the Little Hills. And other events are posted at historicstcharles.com. It's just ST. So historicstcharles.com, things to do. There are so many events. There's marathons coming up. The Cowbell will be this fall. And there's a really fun marathon December 12th that is 5,000 people dressed up as Santa Claus running through the streets of St. Charles. So tons of things to do. You can never get bored living in this area. Would love to hear from you. Please follow us and like us at facebook.com/AliveToThrive. Tell your friends. All the programs are recorded, and you can listen and share the link. So thanks, everyone. Have a great weekend. We're going to close again with a little bit of the music from Spellbound, the musical.
Well, the aesthetic has a little bit of Lord of the Rings and a little bit of Into the Woods in it. The whole story takes place in a jungle that was enchanted many, many years ago. And so all of the forms and all of the places that these people live are all jungle plants that have been enchanted into the form to become the forms for these buildings. We've got places where the magic is good and the people are good, and we've got places that are a little bit darker and the magic is a little bit darker. And so the aesthetic changes for those locations.
Spellbound is a